Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 9, 2026. Let's start with the markets. Tesla shares are trading around $428, up significantly from yesterday's close of $391. The stock has shown strong momentum this week as investor sentiment around EV demand and Tesla's autonomous driving progress remains positive. In major Tesla news today, California regulators have officially confirmed the battery capacities for the Tesla Semi. The Air Resources Board filing reveals two variants, an 822-kilowatt-hour pack and a 548-kilowatt-hour pack. These figures are notably smaller than what Elon Musk originally projected back in 2022, but they still deliver impressive range for a commercial truck. The smaller 548-kilowatt-hour battery enables the standard range Semi, while the larger 822-kilowatt-hour variant powers the long-range model. Moving to regulatory milestones, the 2026 Tesla Model Y has become the first vehicle to pass NHTSA's newly updated Advanced Driver Assistance System benchmark tests. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released its updated new car assessment program this week, and Tesla's Model Y cleared the new ADAS tests, demonstrating continued leadership in active safety features. For Tesla owners frustrated by the minimalist center screen-only dashboard, a third-party developer has launched NeuroHUD, an aftermarket heads-up display that projects navigation instructions and driving alerts onto the windshield area. The device addresses one of the most common complaints from Tesla drivers who miss having an instrument cluster directly in their line of sight. In broader EV news, GM's next-generation Chevy Bolt EV drove nearly 300 miles on a single charge during real-world testing, offering a compelling alternative in the affordable EV segment priced under $30,000. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.